Good morning and welcome to our 10th Messiah's Advent devotional. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. It is good to be with you live on this Monday morning. Christmas is just a few days away. Looking forward to our Christmas Eve service online coming up on Thursday evening at 6:30. And it is good to be with you as we bring a close to our Messiah's Advent series over the next 3 days. So we're going to be here today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And of course, we're building up toward the Hallelujah Chorus. And it is a great reminder to us at Christmas time to focus on Jesus and to focus on why he came and what he did and who he is. And that really has been our focus as a church this whole month. Has been on Jesus, on who he is and why he came and what he has done and what he does for us now, and just completely having a Christ-centered focus has been what we've been trying to do as a church. And these devotionals taken from the scripture and music from Handel's Messiah have been key in helping us do that. And so we're going to continue today with looking at the tender heart of our shepherd. We actually have three musical selections from Handel's Messiah, two of them together here at the beginning, and then one that we'll save for the end. So what I want to do is just pray and read the scripture and immediately play the first piece of music, and then we'll have our devotional thoughts, and then we'll close with our second piece. So let's pray together. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your love for us. We thank you for sending your son Jesus to be our good shepherd, to be our loving king, to be our wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We thank you that his kingdom knows no end, that we are here more than 2,000 years after he was born and laid in that manger in Bethlehem. And yet here we are still worshiping this king, and his kingdom is bigger today than it ever has been, and it grows every day and every week as the gospel is proclaimed and as your church is advanced on earth. So Father, focus our hearts and minds on Jesus this morning. Help us to think and to love and to worship and to respond in awe and wonder to him. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So our scriptures for today, there are three of them, and they all get to the heart of our good shepherd. Two of them are prophecies from Isaiah, and then one comes from the words of Jesus in Matthew 11. Isaiah 35, 5 and 6. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, that's as a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. And then Isaiah 40:11, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let's hear now these scriptures set to music and very beautifully presented. In our videos today, we're going to go first to Handel's home church, to the church where Handel worshiped. And then we have a special treat at the end together. So let's enjoy this together first.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful music. Again, we see how Handel has crafted the music to really support the text. I mean, he is trying to use his music to preach these texts to us by carrying the meaning in the text itself. And I love the way he took Matthew 11 and the words of Jesus and made them into really an evangelistic call. Come unto him, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and he will give you rest. So he takes it from being the words of Jesus to a call to Jesus, just beautifully presented. So let's take a few minutes to think about these scriptures and what they tell us about Jesus. The first two, as I said, are prophecies from the book of Isaiah, and that is the most common place where Handel takes his texts for the Messiah. His friend who compiled the text for him drew most heavily on Isaiah. Isaiah 35, 5 and 6, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. The tongue of the dumb sing. This reminds me of the story in Matthew 11, earlier in Matthew 11 from the verse we're looking at here, when John the Baptist was in prison, and he sent his disciples to find out from Jesus, are you the one we were supposed to be waiting for, or should we be looking for someone else? And people have speculated over the psychology of this. The two main explanations are that either John was disappointed, frustrated, distressed because he was in prison and the Messiah was here, and he did never associate Messiah's coming with him being imprisoned and then later being put to death. So he's in distress. That's one explanation. The second explanation is that he's trying to get his disciples to go and follow Jesus. These are the disciples of John the Baptist, and he's trying to get them to stop following him because his ministry has come to an end and start following Jesus because he's the one who's been waited for. And you go back and forth on those two interpretations. But the evidence that Jesus sends back is look at what you see and tell John what you see. The blind receive their sight, the deaf hear, right? The lame walk. And he's quoting from Isaiah 35, which tells us there's so much in the book of Isaiah that is very, very specific to what Jesus did in his earthly ministry. And it was written 700 years before he was born. But you can find literally dozens of parallels just from the book of Isaiah to the ministry of Jesus. But also shows what Jesus is all about. It shows his heart that these are the kinds of miracles he did. He didn't do miracles of cursing people with blindness. That happens sometimes in Scripture. He didn't curse people with deafness. He didn't make people lame, right? He set people free from the bondage because he was tender and compassionate to them. We read repeatedly in the Scriptures of how Jesus was moved with compassion for the crowds because they had no shepherd. He was moved with compassion for the crowds, for they were so lost. He knew that they had just very, very poor spiritual leadership that was abusing them and not giving them the truth. And this is his heart that we see. We see his heart is to give sight to the blind, is to give hearing to the deaf, is to give the ability to walk and the ability to sing to those who are lame and those who are mute. And so this is a powerful picture of the heart of Jesus. And we might say, well, Jesus isn't necessarily doing these things in the same way in the world today. No, but that's because he's already been resurrected. He's shown his power to do this. And he's already been resurrected as the first fruits of the resurrection. And so for all of us, this healing and this wholeness is coming in the resurrection, no matter what our maladies may be, cancer or COVID or, a learning difficulty or a psychological problem. Yes, God does still heal in this life. He is very pleased to do that often, but in a absolute way, he's promised all of his children healing in the life to come, because he loves us. He has secured for us not only eternal life, but a perfect eternal life in glorified bodies that will never have any problems, never grow old, never be tired, never be sick, never be sad. And then he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. So his healing power and then his caring, his nurturing, his tender compassion for his own. He feeds us with the Word of God and with the Spirit of God. He feeds us even with himself to satisfy our souls. But he also meets our earthly needs so faithfully all the time. He shall carry the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom. He shall gently lead those that are with young. Hear the tender compassion, the patience, the love, the commitment, the strength. And then Jesus takes these words from Isaiah and he embodies them in his own life when he says to us, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." He doesn't invite those who have got their act together, who are winning at life, who are successful and prosperous. He calls those who are weary, who labor, are heavy laden, are burdened. This labor or weary, which is the ESV translation, it's the idea that you're just tired. You're just deep bone tired. From what? From life? From also trying to be good and you can never be good enough, trying to please God and you're always falling short, heavy laden with a burden, the burden of the law, the burden of religious obligation, the burden of the cares and troubles of this life, the burden of living in a fallen world as a sinful person. We come to Jesus and he says, "I will give you rest." Rest. Oh, our Christmas Eve sermon is going to be on how Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And he gives us rest and peace that no one else could ever give us. And it's as we come to him and we submit to him because he is meek and lowly in heart. This is the only place in the Gospels where Jesus describes his heart for us. Who is he in his heart? In the core of who he is meek and lowly. He is gentle and lowly. And he gives us rest for our souls. He says, "The law, I'm going to fulfill that for you. Everything you need to be acceptable to God, I will be for you. So take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because my yoke is easy because the law is fulfilled. All the requirements have been met. You have full and free and open access to God, your Heavenly Father. Every sin has been paid for. Every shame has been covered. Every requirement has been fulfilled. We are free to come openly to God and joyfully through Jesus. For he is our rest." And that is something to celebrate, and that is something to rejoice in. So let's go to Ghana, to Gramophone Ghana, and let's rejoice in his yoke being easy and his burden being light. It's time. wonderful way to stir our hearts. See, that music just takes us from this place of peace and rest to joy and exuberation in the Lord, because the Lord takes the burden of our sin and He gives us the covering of His righteousness. The Lord takes the weight of our weariness and He gives us a spirit of joy. The Lord takes our mourning and He gives us dancing. The Lord takes our ashes and He gives us beauty. He is the God of transformation. His love redeems and transforms us. Amen. That is the true message of Christmas. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for such a gift of Your Son, Jesus Christ, such a blessing of knowing You because of Your Son, of having all of our sins removed, having all of our burdens lifted, and being given grace upon grace from You. Oh Lord, we praise You, and we thank You, and we worship You. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, on Wednesday, we are planning on being in Isaiah 53 for the suffering and death of Christ in our place. We're going to go to the cross tomorrow. That is Tuesday. We're not skipping a day this week. We're doing Tuesday tomorrow. We're going to go to Isaiah 53. And then on Wednesday morning, we're going to build to the Hallelujah Chorus, the great resurrection, triumphant ascension, glory, and coming again of the Lord. All that glory will be packed in on Wednesday morning. I hope you can be here, and I hope you have a blessed day in the Lord.